thou thy part, triumph in God above, and with a well-tuned heart, sing thou the songs of love. Let all thy days, till life shall end, whate'er God send,
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. I'm going to invite Laura to come up to talk about the school backpack drive. But while she's coming up, people have been asking me of where I was last Sunday. I was in Calgary at my sister-in-law's wedding. It went fabulously. It was a beautiful ceremony in the Catholic Cathedral. They used so much incense that the fire alarm went off, and nobody was sure whether it was part of the Sanctus bells or what was going on. It was a great wedding. We had tons of fun. As brother-in-law, I was asked to sell drink tickets. And as a priest, I was asked to vest. So I got to go around the reception in my kilt, being a booze bully, trying to sell drink tickets to everyone. So it was a great, great time. Laura.
That does sound like a lot of fun. School starts next week. Shocking. So we are gathering supplies to support students at CC Carruthers and Aberdeen Public Schools. These are two schools with high levels of poverty, so they could really use our support. They don't need backpacks because the school board already does a campaign for backpacks, but they need other stuff. Lunch boxes, especially the rectangle ones that zipper around. Ziploc bags, sandwich and snack size, plastic spoons and forks, reusable water bottles, whiteboard markers, glue sticks, Kleenex, scissors, paint, shorts and t-shirts, graph paper, basic calculators, headphones like earbuds, art supplies beyond traditional paper like plasticine, other fun sculpture things, and sports equipment for recess. So these are lists that they have asked us to collect. Also, if you don't want to go shopping, you can donate electronically or just give us money and we'll shop for you. I've also created an Amazon wish list that is in your email boxes, so you can click there and it should ship it to the church to make it really easy. So we need everything here by the 15th of September so that we can have a blessing on that day. You are also welcome to bring your own work bags and backpacks on that day, and they will be blessed for a good year. Then we'll deliver everything to the schools. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Thanks.
So speaking of the 15th of September, that's going to be a great Sunday to bring people to come to church. We're having a ministry fair after the service to show all the different volunteer opportunities that the parish is involved in. I believe there'll be chili made for that Sunday that you can have some based off of the Project Hope that make over, I think we're up to 100, 90? 100 meals every week of chili for homeless people, and we'll be sampling that dish as well as the blessing of the backpack. So September 15th is a great Sunday to come to church and to bring some people to see how we might connect with St. James. There's been some questions about next Sunday, September long weekend. We're still only having one service at 10 o'clock, and then we'll go to two services after the long weekend. Time, school, and my pen didn't write, so I don't remember what the last one was. With that, let's take a moment and prepare ourselves to worship God. Would the congregation please stand? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all. And let us pray. Almighty God, we are taught by your word that all our doings without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our first reading.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against the enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with the boldness of the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire, and from my depths for joy I sing, to constant praise aspire. How lovely is your dwelling, O God, my soul's desire, and from my depth for joy I sing, to constant praise aspire. Even the swallow finds a home, where she may lay her young, so at your altars may I dwell, and always raise your song. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire. Constant praise aspire. Our journey is my heart's delight, in valleys desolate the springs arise, rain floods the pools, the way to celebrate. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire, and from my depths for joy I sing, to constant praise aspire. To one day in your presence, Lord, none elsewhere can compare, the humblest work within your gate. to all wealth I prefer. How lovely is your dwelling place, O God, my soul's desire, and from the depths for joy I sing to a constant praise.
The Lord be with you. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the last few weeks have all been from the Gospel of John, and they've all been about bread. Preachers often look at this time of the year, the last few weeks in July and August in year B, as the Bread Sundays. And there's only so many things that we can say about bread. And so usually by the third week, we're veering off into some of the other readings because we've said all that we can say about bread. Thankfully, we had Kevin last week who took the loaf of the share for me. But what I was noticing this time was this idea that the gospel is too heavy. Too difficult. And I've been thinking and I've been wondering, do the messages that we share here in church on Sunday actually come across as difficult, as heavy, as something that people might not want to follow? And I was scratching my head a little bit because one of the core understandings of the gospel that I have is that everyone, no matter what color your skin is, what political party you vote for, every single person is beloved by God and is valued by God. And I don't think that's too heavy to bear. And then it occurred to me that Jesus said to us, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Maybe after hearing the gospel for so long, these difficult things for us become second nature, become like another skin that we wear, and we're able to live into the fullness of the truth that everyone is beloved and everyone is lovable. And it just so happens that this week, those readings are paired together with the armor of Christ, the full armor of God. Believe me, I was tempted to pull out my fencing helmet and my fencing sword and all this and do a whole big spiel on what each one of these pieces meant. But I think there's more to it than that. I think faith so imbibes within us that it transforms us so that we don't even know if we're wearing the armor of God or not. The gospel can live in us in such a way that when we look out at the world around us, we see it through God's eyes. We see the belovedness of the world around us. We weep with those who are weeping, and we are lifted up in communion with God. Kevin told me that his sermon last Sunday was going to be more about how we are the sacrament of God in the world around us. And I think this ties right into that. When we are rooted and grounded in our faith, when we wear it like a suit of armor and it gives us courage to walk into the situations in our lives which are most difficult, most challenging, most scary, we find a peace that passes all understanding. Faith can so wrap around us, embody us, that it becomes the source for everything we do. We hear elsewhere in the scripture that we are called to pray always, to pray constantly, to pray without ceasing. And I think this is what that means, that in every situation in which we find ourselves, we show the joy that God gives us. Just as climbing across the front of the church can make Jake smile so much, can't we enter any situation in which we find ourselves with that same joy, that same love, that same passion? God speaks to us in so many ways, and it's on us to find the joy, the love, the passion, the faith that will weather all the storms out there, that will shield us from the fiery darts of the enemy, so that we can proclaim the good news that Christ is in us. And Christ can be in you too. Bread is a powerful symbol in our life as the church. It's one of the things that we do every Sunday that we get together. We share bread at the Eucharistic table. But let us be the bread. Let us be the yeast that brings the leaven into the world around us. Let us share of ourselves with the community around so that others can see that God is good. And that God can speak to us in so many ways. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us rejoice. Let us take the Eucharistic bread. Let us be the sacrament for the world around that shows that God is truly here, truly present, doing amazing things. Amen. Would the congregation please stand as you're able? And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in And I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, you are the Word of eternal life. Strengthen and encourage your church in declaring your love. Keep us faithful, however difficult the message we bring. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, surround with your spiritual armor all who defend the vulnerable and the powerless. Give courage to leaders to advance the cause of all with equity. Sustain the integrity of those under pressure where conflict or selfishness would triumph. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, you knew the companionship of friends and the pain of people turning away. Be with the lonely and those who have been abandoned. May we secure in your love and affirmation. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, speak your words of peace to any whose mind is troubled. Bless us all, whatever our distresses. Open your ears to our cry. Today we pray especially for Anna, Eunice, Sylvia, Robert, Ashley, Gavin, Catherine, Brian, Carolyn, Don and Nancy, Marilyn, Maxine, Kevin, Shanee, Don, Alan and Sherry, Joan and family. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever. Jesus, Holy One, be near to the brokenhearted. Raise up those who have died. Grant that we may dwell in your house forever. Sing praises to the Lord, whose love endures forever.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us pray. God of glory, receive all that we offer you this day as a symbol of our love, and increase in us that true and perfect gift. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. In our unending joy, we echo on earth the songs of the angels in heaven as we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we await his resurrection, we await his And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Taste and see. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Take away the sin of the world. Blood of Christ, check for you.
You take away.
Oh,
Let us pray. Living God, increase in us the healing power of your love. Guide and direct us that we may please you in all things for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine.
Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.